It's 12 minutes past eight.
The world of wearable art, WOW, as we know it, has been sold to Auckland-based company Still. Now, it started, of course, as in small rural Nelson in 1987, and it's now one of the biggest wearable art shows in the world. Samantha G has spoken to the woman who started it all and its new owner.
For more than three decades, designers from around the world have sent extravagant garments to New Zealand to enter WOW. Founder Dame Susie Moncrief says she's always had a big vision for the event.
I've always seen WOW on the international stage, and you know, I've always said if you can celebrate sport and things like beauty contests on a world stage, why aren't we celebrating art and culture and who we are as peoples of the world? And I see WOW as the perfect vehicle to celebrate our art and culture.
After a few difficult years, she's handing over the reins to Hideaki Fukutake's company, Still.
They approached us. You know, it was probably a bit of serendipity, the right time, because we had, with the COVID years that were immensely challenging, we had made that decision that we needed to step back. And, well, you know, we believe it's got a huge future.
She says the success of WOW is down to all those who've been part of its story.
Without the incredible support of people over the last 35 years, especially in those early years in Nelson, where we had no money, we just had the vision and the dream there. There's just thousands of people that I really want to thank, and sponsors who came on board to help make this happen. You know, it became their show as much as mine.
Her connection with the brand remains, as she will continue on as an ambassador and a resident judge. Hideaki Fukutake is the son of Japanese billionaire Soichiro Fukutake. He says there is a perfect synergy between his company and WOW.
The world of wearable art is a New Zealand treasure, and this is a significant cultural responsibility. So I know how impact WOW is to New Zealand, and I'm really passionate about ensuring it lasts well into the future.
Hideaki Fukutake says the show will remain in Wellington and may even grow into a larger festival of the arts.
For Still, this is about protecting a creative treasure for future generation of New Zealanders and making a long-term contribution to creativity and culture in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Nelson's WOW Museum closed in 2020 due to the pandemic, and Hideaki Fukutake says he hasn't ruled out the return of a place for people to admire WOW's extensive wardrobe year round.